This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is the most memorable music festival you've ever attended? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm thinking about some of the concerts I've been to, and I think most of my favorite memories come from festival shows, but I'm like, let me go way back to when I was younger, living in New York, went to Lollapalooza.
Ooh.
It was Lollapalooza 1995, Sonic Youth, Hole. Courtney Love had a meltdown on stage.
All like, this perfect.
It was epic. Also, Cypress Hill, Elastica, Beck, Mighty Mighty Bosstones. But I'll never forget the part of that show that made it so miserable was that it was cloudy. And that was the day that I learned that even if it's cloudy, the sun can still burn your head. And I had a shaved head at the time. I wasn't bald, but it was kind of like foreshadowing. Shaved my head. I burnt my head so bad. Like, it was... I couldn't enjoy the rest of the concert. Like, you know, it was like one of those things where like even my friends are like, dude, we need to get you to like a medical tent. Like, it was just like...
Or like a hat.
It was like oozing. It was nasty.
No.
It was one of the worst experiences ever. I mean, I've had a lot of great, memorable, happy, great times at concerts. But that one, I was like, man, I didn't get to really fully enjoy the last couple of bands on that show because my head was just throbbing the whole time.
No. Wear sunscreen, kids.
Yes, I learned that very valuable lesson that day at Lollapalooza.
206-803-ROCK. What was the most memorable music festival you ever attended? Matthew from Monroe, tell us about yours.
Good morning.
What's
morning.
Up, Matthew?
Mine was probably 10 years ago at Aftershock.
And that's is that the Bay Area or just somewhere in California, right?
Sacramento.
I see so many friends post. They always make it a point to go every year. It seems like Metallica's playing every year. What made it so great for you?
Anthrax, Korn, Tool, and Primus.
Oh, hell yes. You're speaking my language.
Checking off all these great bands on the list.
My love language. 206-803-ROCK. Will from Puyallup, tell us about your favorite music festival.
February of 2023, Innings Festival at Tempe, Arizona. I went down for the Mariner spring training and took in the concert. It's a two-day festival, two different lineups. They had three stages, but I went to the main stage on Saturday. I don't remember the opening act, but it had Gloria Sons leading up to Offspring, leading up to Weezer, leading up to Green Day.
Oh, man, that's like Danny and Mai's dream.
Absolutely stacked.
Mine's Danny and Mai's. English, good.
206-803-ROCK, John from Tacoma. What's the most memorable music festival you ever attended?
Good morning, friends. How's it going?
What's good, up, good.
John? Good, good. So mine was a desert trip back in, I think it was like 2016. Did you guys ever hear of that one?
No.
Honestly,
I thought
you were just telling us about a time you did drugs in the desert and then break.
That could be part of it.
Maybe a little bit of that too at the festival. But it's took place at the Indio Polo Grounds. It was dubbed Old Chela at the time.
Oh, yes.
The lineup was ridiculous. It was awesome. First day was Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan. Second day was Neil Young and Paul McCartney. And the third day was The Who and Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. And Pink Floyd's my favorite. And that was, I think, like the third or fourth time I had seen Roger Waters.
John, I have to imagine that that was like some of the most incredible people watching of all ages. I'd imagine you had young to old.
Man. Absolutely. Yeah, no, there were plenty of people's kids there, plenty of people there that were like hardly there. But yeah, it was an awesome show. I remember in the middle of Roger Waters' set that I was just like obsessed with. I was like, oh yeah, I saw The Who for like 2 hours before this. What is my life?
That's like you're like checking off every band on somebody's bucket list. Like, I want to see these bands before they call it a day, and you got to see them in an entire weekend.
All the legends in one place. 206-803-ROCK. Ruben from Ellensburg, tell us about Lollapalooza 91.
Yeah, that was something else. So Jane's Addiction was the headliner.
So this was the OG Lollapalooza.
Yeah, it was the last of the tour for the first Lollapalooza.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. In Leave It to the Northwest, it rained all day long. By the end of the day, my leather jacket was just toast. I mean, it was so bad. But when James was on, there was this steam coming off the crowd from everybody just being soaked and all the heat. And it was a trip. It was a total trip.
Well, I'm thinking about like it was like Jane's Addiction, Living Color was on that. Was it Nine Inch Nails, Ice-T, and Body Count? That was an incredible lineup.
Body Count was awesome.
Yeah,
Body Count was awesome.
Thanks, Ruben.
Susie and the Banshees.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Rock on, man. Possum Paul from Hillsboro, tell us about Oregon Jam.
Oh my goodness! I'm going to date myself, and I'm going to take you back in time. I was 14 years old, 1982, Opsen Stadium, Eugene, Oregon. Mm. And don't laugh until I'm done with the lineup.
Okay.
It was Taxi, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Blue Oyster Cult, Loverboy, and Foreigner.
I'd be in for that.
It was amazing. And I don't even remember Taxi.
Yeah, when you said, I don't know anything about that band.
I honestly was never really into Loverboy that much, but they crushed it. They did. They made it impossible for Foreigner to make anybody excited. They had a yelling contest, and they divided the stadium in half.
That's awesome.
And at one point, they had 30,000 people chanting F you, F you, F you. They probably could hear us in Corvallis.
That's
Loverboy
awesome.
After dark.
Right?
Yeah.
But you know, there's those bands occasionally that you see that you're maybe not like super hyped up to see, but then they completely change your perspective on it.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, it's always the best when you're pleasantly surprised by a band. You're like, oh, I went because my friends wanted to go see them. Somebody said, I saw Lollapalooza 94 with Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Beastie Boys. That's from our buddy AJ and Olympia. I got to go to that one. Green Day was the opening act.
Oh, my God.
Like, how insane. Like, that's how that definitely ages me. But, like, they were just touring in support of their Dookie record. And it was just starting to pick up some steam. But they were the first band on the main stage.
Now I have music festival FOMO right now. We got to go to one.
We need a time machine, though.
We sure do. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.